The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome back to Fourth Down Focus, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. I am Dan Lundy, host of the podcast and founder of Fourth Down University. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting and sports information needs. Find all the latest sports developments, including odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget, baseball is back. Who is your pick to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's easy to start, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join by using our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Episode 72 of the podcast welcomes Craig Montgomery to the show. Montgomery is a former long snapper for Georgetown University and the founder of Montgomery Long Snapping Academy. Craig, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Lundy. Thank you so much for having me on. It's exciting. We've been talking about it for a long time. We've known each other for a long time, but it took a while with everybody's schedules. So,
yeah. No, life is it's crazy, you know. And you mentioned we've known each other, I think, since 2014, maybe 13. I think I met you in Texas at the College Gridiron Showcase.
Yeah, I was coming out of college right off mini camp and just trying to learn an industry that has changed a lot, but has grown big. So it's a cool space.
Absolutely.
Pouring into that next generation.
You were talented. I vividly remember. I still have film, if you remind me, after the show. I still have a couple reps of you, and I think I've posted a few of you doing it in recent years, and that was a long time ago, but that was an impressive bunch. You know, that there was quite a few guys in that crowd that were exceptional. That was a good assembly.
Bunch made it.
Yeah, absolutely. So
bunch are still in the league, which is awesome.
Shout out to the College Gridiron Showcase. I'll have to tag those boys in this one.
I think that's a great segue to like sustainability with movement and whatnot. Guys playing that long, it's great.
Amen. We are going to get into sustainability and how to find it and how to go get there to be repeatable, because that is important. And also we could talk about injury prevention and the importance of that too. If you're doing a bunch of different processes and there's a lot of different variables in your process, it invites for a lot of things to be used infrequently and then all of a sudden really frequently. So that is coming up, but I want to start with your story, Montgomery Long Snapping Academy, from day one to today. Can you talk about how you become one of the more recognized brands in the long snapping industry?
Man, I appreciate that. I hope that's the case. I try hard. I really care about all my guys and I push them hard. I guess that's the type of coaching I always received. Just as a long snapper, it's kind of that position where game-winning field goal, no one's sitting there going, is the long snap going to be good? We got to be automatic. But, like, that's our job, so just do your job, you know what I mean? And then be that support system for the kicker and that punter. So my mindset was just equipping the next group of guys with the mental side of it. I was a psychology major at Georgetown. I like talking physiology as well, like kinesiology, whatnot. I spent a lot of time interning with kinesiotherapists and just trying to learn my body. I spent a year in medical device sales and spent a year in massage therapy school. So I played both sides, see what happens when injuries do happen, because we play in a violent sport. It's football, like, especially when you're snapping, you're on that line. So injuries happen. But what can we do from a preventative standpoint to keep ourselves out of locked joints and to keep ourselves in positions that we can handle getting a 300-pound pass rush or a 180-pound pass rush, right? That's a lot faster. So it's just, yeah, it's pouring in that information, getting that next group of guys ready, and just kind of living my life too, as I love traveling and I get to travel all throughout the Southeast. So got to be down in Easter with my family down in Florida this last week. That was great, and have a bunch of studs coming out of Sarasota. So I know you pump out a ton of beast punter, kicker, snappers out of Daytona on the other coast. We've gotten to run a couple stuff synced in the middle a few times, but yeah, it's awesome seeing what you're doing from the technique. I know I watch your work a lot, and I know you get it too from the repeat movements in a sustainable manner, so they don't lead to injuries, right?
I'm a fan of yours because you teach the why. I think a lot of people in our industry can teach the how.
Yes.
Because they've learned from, you know, others who have done it exceptionally well. I'll make a reference to Ray Guy because he was one of the pioneers in this industry, and it was a more of a punting focus, obviously, at first, with teaching punters how to be good punters. I think a lot of people know those general principles, the fundamentals of this, and perhaps snapping too. But I think what kids seek and what coaches that I help also seek is, why is that correct? And when you bring in objective data and things like kinesiology and how we're designed to operate most efficiently, when you're objective and you can support that with evidence, I think that increases your credibility, you know, and I think people are more inclined to hear what you have to say about snapping or kicking for that matter, right? So I want to talk about that. We just teased it before my last question, but, you know, in pre-recording, we spoke about this a lot, and this, what I mean by this is sustainability and how this sustainability relates to specialists and their movements. I'd like you to elaborate on sustainability, the importance of it, and then, you know, how this is found only through a process.
Yeah. I mean, it's even more important now. I drove 9 hours and then ran a training, and I usually wait a day after driving 9 hours, because otherwise I'm 31 now, so I'm still snapping, but like my hamstrings get tighter than they used to. We'll say it that way. So, but it really gives me the ability. When we played at Georgetown, we bust, so you had to be able to warm up and be ready to go. We weren't flying across the country, so we were getting some distance traveled. And so I started my freshman year, everybody made fun of me. I started stretching before practice. My background, I spent time with a world famous kinesiotherapist named Aaron Mattis. He started the Mattis method of active isolated stretching. I just start stretching before practice. My junior year, there'd be about 30 dudes that would all stretch with me, because 2 a days, your legs stop hurting if you're stretching more. So it'd be great. So teammates started learning how to take care of their body. I'm still learning how to take care of my body. That's kind of the whole mindset of it. I go through, like, all right, calves, hamstrings, quads, like, you should know, this is how you guys are, if you're making the NFL, it's how you're providing for yourself. So you should really know the tools of your trade. So, and that gets me snappers. It's elbows, shoulders, knees. Keep those strong and have as long of a career as you can, and not injuries, not preventable, but do your best to, like, I mean, I really feel blessed, because I like playing college football, you're getting the proper training. They all know what they're doing. You just have to put in the work and listen to your body. That's my biggest thing. Listen to what your body's saying. Injury and pain are different things, but.
Yeah, I mean, because that's a loaded question that I asked you.
We could really
take a whole show talking about sustainability and compartmentalizing it into a few body parts. But I think what's important to leave with on that note is that the best in the world have a very personal process that they've learned through failure, trial and error, going and seeing experts in this field and that. Coach or two in the same industry that may say things differently that resonates in the same way. But I think that high school kids need to realize that it's not a cookie cutter thing. You've got to acknowledge how you're shaped, what your range of motion is.
Exactly.
Right. What your deficiencies, all these things, the attributes, all of it. You've got to weigh this and make it very personal. I think it gets clouded and it gets a little difficult to self-analyze unless you have someone you can confide in, like a Craig Montgomery. That's why I like you, because I don't think a lot of people can provide that personal assistance, right?
Here's where my mindset with it is. I'm always wanting to say, okay, like we got to have smart plan, like smart goals. I'm always telling you should have plan A, B, C, and D to E to F, like have 10 plans. Really spend time analyzing what are you trying to get out of football? Like, you love the game, obviously. Best education possible, most money paid down, so you don't have to take debt, parents pay, whatever. I walk them through, like, what is your goal? What do you want to major in? Do you want to be a football coach? Do you want to be a neurosurgeon? Like, what is your goal? So when you, I talked to a ton of long snappers all throughout the country, really challenging, and when I'm talking to parents as well with the snappers, challenging them to spend that extra time to really like write out what where you see yourself 4 or 5 years later, right? What are your end goals? The NFL will find you. Doesn't matter if you play D3, NAIA, D2, D1, NFL will find the talent. And now there's so many different opportunities where you can showcase the talent. And if you got the stuff, I mean, the NBA, I read a book that I think it's 12% of all 7-footers on earth play in the NBA for at least one season. So like the NBA's reach is very, very, very wide across the planet, which is so cool. And I want guys to always be thinking, okay, why am I putting in this 5 a.m. wake up, this grind time? Obviously it's worth every second of it. What am I trying to accomplish besides making that game-winning field goal or getting on that roster, right? And then working your way up and getting your junior year starting week one or week two, whatever. But it's write out that plan. I don't know. I work hard, but I also feel like I work smart. I feel like that's kind of why our generation's a different, little bit of a different mindset, because we, like what you're doing with the technology with kicking, it changes the game. I know, like, from the sense of leveraging the technology and doing like kick counts and rep counts and all of that sort of stuff, it's great, but you got to listen to your body. Yeah. That's been always my main clock, if that makes sense.
I like what you said. I say it all the time, is to begin with the end in mind. It's a very powerful thing, and a lot of people don't see the importance of beginning with the end in mind, but it's something that you can constantly remind yourself that this is where I will be. Not if, but it, and you don't know when. And I think when that is determined on the working smart. Yep. I think the smarter we work, the more we take pride in the interim on working smart, exponentially we'll get there faster. You know, than just going through a Monday through Friday, 8 to 10, I'm going to go lift, I'm going to isolate this body part. Not necessarily, right? We might need to reevaluate that 8 to 10 time, or the number of things you do in that 2-hour interval. And I know we're going off on a tangent, but I did like what you mentioned. It leads me to my next question, technology. I am absolutely enjoying where it's going. You know, like we talk about exponential rates of change. Like, I feel like my iPhone that I just got last month is obsolete, because now something else is on the horizon in September. And I think special teams is finding a way to incorporate this. And, you know, we see ball flight trackers and sensors and your lasers, which I love.
It's Dasher Systems. They're an awesome company. They produce a ton of like full combine type setup. They got vertical jump setup. They got add in broad jump, all that good stuff. But early on, I started configuring it for snap times, and we got it to work. And I mean, I still respect the stopwatch 100%. There's just variable with stopwatch, like who's holding the stopwatch, how are they holding it, thumb, index finger, etc. And everybody has the, when it hits his hands versus when it hits his hip. But like, are we at 14 and a half? My mindset was, okay, I can at least compare my apples to apples if I'm traveling across 10 different states, and it's all, if they're indoor, they're faster. It's just, they don't have the wind. They don't have the, but the biggest indicator of the speed isn't, it's obviously the group of snappers, but it's what stage in like the season are they? Guys that are like in the middle of like ramp up of summer ball, they're not going to throw very fast reps. Now at the end of the season, when everybody's not hitting at practice anymore, cause they're getting ready for playoff ball, those guys are like in prime shape throwing heat. And then when the kid comes back and he's in basketball season or baseball season, it drops off again. Right. So, but I love tracking it. I just had a new guy hit a 0.98. So I do the sub 1.0 club. I don't know. I know there's 0.59s probably out there. Right. So I have the sub 1.0 club. I've had one stud Super Bowl winning NFL guy. He snapped one ball on it. He hit me up. A good buddy of mine, Winchester, hit an 8.2. I've never seen anything near that. Okay. So that was heat. And he only threw one. So I'm like, all right, there's my NFL baseline. And then I sent four guys D1 out of Nashville in 2020. And they were all right around that 1.0. They were I think the fastest one hit a 0.92. And then the slowest one was hitting 101 to 0.99. And he was the one that was on full scholarship, right? So there's fast enough, but accuracy is more important. And I also look at it, I break my long snapper, and I think every position should do this, but I break my long snapper into, okay, there's the skill set, like positional play, which is punt accuracy and field goal accuracy. And then I also have the snap speed, right? And then I have the athleticism attributes, which is like, what's his lateral movement? What's his power? What's his vertical jump? What's his 10-yard burst? Because nobody's running sub 5.0 40s. No, I'm just kidding. There's still those people running 5.0s. But you got to think, like, that's kind of the laser issue. Because everybody thinks they're running a 4.3 and they're running a 4.55 and they're fast, but it's legit. It's a 4.55. And as they develop that technique from we're getting track technique and kind of the starts and the running mechanics locked down earlier. So there is that, but yeah, it's one of those, you're always going to go where that number is a little bit faster. Like if it's the baseball pitching lane, this guy's saying I'm pitching 94, the other guy's saying 90, I'd rather be told I'm pitching 94. Right. So, and I'm over there going, whoa, 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 stop throwing the ball so much. Like chill, like let the arm heal. Right. So that's the other side of it as well. Like it's, make sure the movement's sustainable. Make sure you have a plan. Like too many guys are like timing it up for the wrong things. I want to have my best rep possible the day of the Super Bowl. That's what like my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be, but I get that. We could talk workload management. We could talk all sorts of stuff. Yeah. Technology's growing and changing and, man, the lasers are a blessing and a curse. They're awesome. I recommend, I want other people to use them. You gotta travel a big net. That's the problem with them.
Yeah.
You gotta travel a big net. So that's why I drive so much. But man, I talked to companies years ago. They were trying to build like grid spots. So when the ball falls out of the, like out of the sky on a punt, it could break that and you could get hang times. I'm just like, no. We're working tenths of a second. Humans have good reaction time. We can handle tenths of a second. That's why, like, and when you see a 5-0 hang, you know it's a 5-0 ball on a big punt, you know? So that's the, I don't know. My the one thing I think with snap times, competition shouldn't be won or lost based off of the hundredth of a second associated with the snap time. It should come down to an accuracy, or I don't even know, like do capture the flag, do some other athletic attribute rather than something that isn't, it's not a robot doing it. That's kind of my mindset.
Yeah, it's not objective. Like, my takeaway is I tell my guys a lot, especially kickers, for example, that field goal that you're about to make, because you have to have that mindset, it's won or lost, and it's more than likely won because of what you're doing prior to the contact of the football, right? And what you mentioned is the same. It's no different. It's the snapper is going to win or lose that rep, and it's going to go fast enough to not get us blocked, is if he focuses on everything that happens right before that ball's released.
Yeah.
Right. The work will be done. Like, the speed, it's really, come on. Does it really matter if the naked hand says this or that? We can see a good or a bad ball in terms of velocity.
Exactly.
Is it serviceable? Is it good location?
I care more about spiral. That's where, like, make the ball smooth. 'Cause you get those rain games or those windy games. That's like, you got to have tight spiral, make it easy for the punter. And I'm seeing the kicking game as a whole has gotten so much more efficient and so much better than, like, this has just gotten, kids are hitting 55, 60 yarders like crazy now. Now sometimes they're off tees and what, but I see that and compare it to my own path. And as a freshman in college, I was recruited as a tight end. So I was actually recruited as a defensive end. I got there and they said, oh, you played well in your all-star game as a tight end, so we're switching you. So I'm like, oh, cool. And so I, long snapping was trying to get on the travel bus. So I didn't have really a formal education in it. I went to one camp in Florida. It was the UF snapper, and he taught me a bunch. It was awesome. That was probably my sophomore year in high school. And then there was a pro, Truett, who was awesome as well. He taught me a little bit. We probably did 3 or 4 lessons, but I was trying to be a positional player. So I had kind of that trying to stay on offense. And then I woke up real quick and I went, man, I want to become the long snapper. I want to play. So yeah, that was my focus switch to really, really pouring into the technique. And then it was just watching tons of film.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, adaptogens to start your day. Their special blend of ingredients includes and supports gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial flavoring. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day, and that's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. All right, so recruiting is competitive. We talk about it often. Many families hire third parties to manage this process for their sons. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of misinformation provided from these third parties. I'd like you to share some common misconceptions you hear from snappers and their families.
Oh man, that's a loaded question, from the sense, like, the space has changed. It's constantly changing. I'll talk about me instead of, like, talking about exposure and whatnot. And it's so important. I feel like the big exposure camps is where you get 100, 150 or 50 or whatever of your position to come compete and show who the best is, right? And so college coaches love that. They kind of get a snapshot. But it's a piece of the pie. Another piece of the pie is going to that school and meeting the coach. shaking his hand, whatnot, showing up for the spring game, showing up for a campus tour. I feel like guys are trying to say, hey, where do I fit best, instead of doing the work and the effort to figuring out where they fit best, right? You know what your major, what you want your major to be. And so that's the point for college, right? So if you want to be in the ag department, you can't go to a school that doesn't have an ag department. So that kind of, that ties your recruiting into, all right, I'm doing my homework. I always tell guys, okay, find two D3, D2, find NAIA, et cetera, find three D1 AA, find three D1, and find three D1, like Power Five, like Dream. And then do your homework. Like, you're looking rosters. First off, you got to understand what type of scheme they're running. Do you fit what they're running, right? I'm pretty blunt, but there's so many resources out there. They post longsnap.com. That dude does an awesome job. He posts the height and the weight of every starting long snapper for the conference, what year they are, every single year. Talk about valuable information to see that this conference, the average height and weight is this and this, or the lightest guy is this, the shortest guy, and the tallest guy and the heaviest guy is this. I look at that stuff all day, because that's what the market's telling me what I need to help my long snappers become, if that makes sense, or where I need to push my long snappers to, which, like, it's the prototype. It goes back to you have the athletic attributes, which are like lateral movement, and then you have the physical attributes, which are height, weight, and then I do hand size. And then the last one's the snapping attributes. I think you could have like the mental assessment, like the, how's the guy's nutrition, how's the guy's sleep with all the new like tech and whatnot. But I don't go into that route and that stuff. That's when guys are trying to do that like 0.1% increase every day, because they're all at the top and they're all trying to get to 100%, right? I think of the pro golfers, like, who's having their best day? Why are all these kickers amazing golfers? It's because they get it. They get the mental side. So, that's great. But yeah, man, I answered that question all right. I guess I didn't. I kind
of. Of course. And you keep doing the coolest thing ever. You give me like lead ins to my next question.
Oh, great. Great.
And, cool. And it is tough for people listening right now. You and I really could talk at length on each of these questions, right? These are all questions that probably take a half hour to really cover, but unfortunately I don't get you often in the studio. And I think it's important we talk about a range of things that, hey, if it really piques your interest, at the end of the show, Craig is going to give a few ways that you can reach him. Yeah. So I do want to ask you one more question, and it's more of a hypothetical. So I'm a 2023, let's say I'm a junior in high school right now, and I'm a really good kicker, but Coach Lundy just told me that I probably need to identify a good snapper to service me, because I don't care how good of a kicker or punter you are. Yeah. If someone can't start your show, you can't perform, right? So what are good characteristics? And this is for high school coaches as well as maybe some lower level college coaches. What are some good identifiers or characteristics or attributes of, if I'm looking at a landscape of 100 athletes, and I need to find one or two guys that could maybe be our guy at long snapper, if given some time and effort, what are some good traits, if you will, to identify?
The biggest, most important one is what you just said, like identifying who would want to be the long snapper. You have to want to be the long snapper. Like I've worked with some phenomenal athletes that just did not care or did not want to be. And I respect it. I get it. I think it's the best position on the field, just from what you can do. And you get a little bit of each piece of football. You get to make a hit downfield, you get a block, you throw the ball, et cetera. That being said, if a kid doesn't want a long snap, you're not going to teach him how to be a consistent long snapper, because he's going to mess up when it gets stressful, because he doesn't want to be in that moment. So that's kind of the hard, that's the piece of the mental piece that I think is so hard to recruit. But that mental, it's light switch, really. And then other than that, like, I like multi-sport athletes. I like a guy that's, because long snapping, I like to look at it that it's a power position from the blocking standpoint, but it's a finesse position from like the specialty skill set of like having a good snap. So you have to have an athlete that can have that mindset. And like, I was a high school defensive end, tight end. So I was just, and we didn't throw the ball very often. It was just power run. And then occasional pass play. But getting an athlete that's then gets up on a mound and pitches, that means they have some more of the ability to kind of fine tune and be consistent and throw perfect laces. So your kicker's not kicking laces and putting the ball where it needs to be. And I hate when I see busted snaps, because it oftentimes ends up with being like the kicker or the punter getting hit and getting jacked up sometimes. Cause I look at like the sustainability of movement. That's a very vulnerable, the punting position is a vulnerable position. You have to protect where that guy lands, like anything. And the snapping position is vulnerable because your head's looking through your legs at the start of it. So it goes back to wanting to have a cohesive team. Everybody wants to be doing the job that they're wanting to do, and then be able to switch between power and finesse, I guess, is what I would look for.
That's a good point. I think the best takeaway, you're right, is it's one of the better ones I've ever seen in terms of a fill-in, if you will, effective long snapper at a high school level, was Devontae Phillips. Was a 4-star, I want to say, receiver, may have even been 5. He went to Florida State. This was when I was coaching high school ball, but one of Miami Central's best athletes in the history of the program.
He's also a stud long snapper. That's amazing. Make yourself so valuable.
Well, and you know me as a special teams guy, I'm at Mainland High School. We're trying to win our state championship, and we've got a good group of talent that year that can compete with Central. And I said it 4 weeks prior to that game because I knew it was going to happen. We're going to play them in the state semis like we have the last 4 years. And if we're going to beat them, we're going to win it on field position, and we're going to win it on fourth down, more specifically in punt. And what I noticed is their Achilles heel was they served a ball back to their punter in like a parabola. It was like very slow, you know, like very, very vulnerable to be blocked because of what was going on with timing. And guess what? I promise you, Craig, this is good coaching. This is someone on that them realizing that was their weakness. And finally, they dotted that I. They got their 5-star, probably asked them that Monday, hey, we play Mainland this week. They give good effort on fourth down. We need a better snapper. What did they do? They probably found the 3 or 4 best athletes that wanted to do it. And guess what happened? They were exceptional that night.
Nice.
He was an exceptionally good snapper. I would have loved to have seen him with you for a week or two, because I was very let down because it killed us. We thought
that was your attack spot.
Yeah. It was a big point of emphasis with us, and they fixed it. So that was, it got me thinking about that. So I do want to end with this. I want to thank you first for coming on. And I really want you to leave with a few ways the audience can reach you should they have follow-up questions.
Yeah, no, I run a YouTube. It's just me posting charts from my camps. I have a book win. Easiest way to get into contact is to go to www.montgomerylongsnapping.com. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. My Instagram is Craig Montgomery LS, and my Twitter is C Montgomery LS. I if you have questions, like recruiting questions, whatever, I'm mostly talking technique, send film. I help guys out with their technique through film. I'm running camps throughout the Southeast, pretty much anywhere I can travel. I live in the Blue Ridge Mountains, so I'm all in on sustainability, growing food, like the clean, like that ad you had. So look into that stuff. But yeah, my focus is to help you to kind of turn into what you need to be, or help you fine tune what you need to fine tune to get on the field at whatever level you're trying to play, and to ultimately get your school and education paid for. So that's kind of my focus. But Craig Montgomery LS, or shoot me an email. I have my emails posted on there, and yeah, I'm all throughout. I'm trying to go to Virginia, into Kentucky, into Missouri this year. So if you're listening from those three spots, I run trainings in Tennessee, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, and kind of all over, but I appreciate your time again, Lundy. You know, we need to get back. We need to run another session at some point. We've had some good group trainings, and I want to see you use that that can of Barbasol, or what is it?
Barbasol.
There we go. Yeah.
That's not a high tech stuff, but it really is objective. No,
for sure.
But I really, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to everyone at Fourth Down Focus that Craig Montgomery was able to share information that can and will benefit performance both on and off the field. Please give us a 5-star rating, a review, subscribe to the show, and share with a friend. If you have questions or suggestions for maybe some future topics, guests, or if you just simply have feedback for the podcast, you can reach me in several ways. Website is fourthdownu.com. On Instagram and Twitter, the handle is @fourthdownu. And on Facebook and LinkedIn, you can find me by simply searching Dan Lundy, L-U-N-D-Y. Thanks again for joining us at Fourth Down Focus, presented by Bet Online. We'll see you next week with an exciting new guest. And I hope 2022 is treating each of you well. And remember, in all things, give thanks.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.